Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel passage, the prologue of St. John's gospel, is St. John's witness of the divine origin of Christ. The fact that Christ, whose birth in Bethlehem we are now celebrating, birth in human form, but yet still the Son of God, is in fact God. What an awesome, wonderful exchange. God, the incarnate Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, takes upon himself our human nature. He becomes man, not giving up his divine nature, still God. So that the way to heaven could be opened to us, and we could be united with God in paradise, practically almost taking up his divine nature, not really, but at the same time that we can be united with the divine, providing that link between us in our lowly human nature, our finite human nature, and the infinite nature of the divine, of God. And this is what St. John here proclaims. He speaks of the beginning, that in the beginning was the Word, God himself, the Son of God, the expression of the Father. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. Now how did our Lord provide that ring? How did the Son of God provide that link between us and God? The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He became one of us. And he speaks of John, here John the Baptist, who came to testify to that, proclaims the way. John, who says, in all humility, this is who I said, he is coming, who is coming after me, ranks ahead of me. He existed before me. Once again, proclaiming the divine nature. The God that has always existed and now has come among us in time. And St. John here also speaks of the grace that we receive, the grace upon grace. Because by his coming, if we will recognize him and accept him, he tells us there are those who don't, but if we will, we have the power to become children of God. That's what happens with our baptism. We become children of God, heirs to the kingdom of heaven. What a great, awesome grace that we should reflect on continually. We, to whom God owes nothing, whom God has given us everything, including our very lives, and keeps them in existence, otherwise we would cease to exist. He preserves us in existence, gives us our lives, and gives us that power to become heirs, as it were, to the kingdom of God, children of God, princes and princesses, as it were. And then finally, no one has ever seen God. No, we haven't seen him as he is, not yet. But the very Son of God, who came upon us as man, has revealed him to us. Precisely because he is that very God who has become one of us. That's what we celebrate. Well, we are celebrating his coming among us, his birth to us. His birth in Bethlehem, a little over 2,000 years ago. That he has come among us. So we need only ask ourselves now, do we recognize him? Do we accept him? Do we accept what he has to offer us, the grace upon grace that he seeks to give us? are we willing to make whatever sacrifice it takes to achieve that? Our complete union with Him, who is God Himself, having come among us. Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.